Colombian government pressuring Mexico after cartel killed musician. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 24, 2025. The kidnapping and murder of a Colombian musician at the hands of a Mexican cartel has sparked a political controversy between the two countries as pressure mounts to solve the case. The controversy began on Sunday when Colombian President Gustavo Petro asked Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum for help in finding a musician from his country who had been abducted while conducting a musical tour in Mexico. On Monday, Mexican authorities reported finding the bodies of the Colombian musician and his producer next to a threatening message from the Familia Michoacana, a group previously designated by the U.S. government as a terrorist organization. According to authorities, Colombian musician Byron Sanchez, known as B-King, was in Mexico carrying out various performances. He and his producer Jorge Herrera, also known as Regio Clown, were abducted by unknown gunmen in the Ritzy Polanco neighborhood in Mexico City. In a post on social media, Petro blamed the murder on the stupid war on drugs. Aces en nuestra juventud en los Estados Unidos de Mexicanos. Mafia Internacional fortalecida por la estúpida política militar y prohibicionista. Llamada guerra contra las drogas a la que obligan a la humanidad y América Latina. Más jóvenes asesinados por una política. Gustavo Petro, at Petra Gustavo, September 22, 2025. Since then, Colombian diplomats have been having meetings with Mexican officials in an attempt to pressure the government to solve the murder. Le solicito a la presidenta de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos, Claudia Sheinbaum, mi amiga y compañera de lucha desde el M19, y a todo el cuerpo diplomático de Colombia en México, lograr que aparezcan con vida el cantante Baron Sánchez y su coequipero Jorge Herrera. pic.twitter.com/c1r5chquios. Gustavo Petro, at Petra Gustavo, September 21, 2025. In his social media post, Petro erroneously posted that King had been performing in Sonora, something that has since been disproven by authorities. The information from the case points to the musician having last been seen near a gym in the Polanco neighborhood. In his social media post, Petro recalled that Sheinbaum and he had worked together in the past and mentioned the M19 guerrilla. As Breitbart Texas has reported, Petro was a leader in that terrorist paramilitary group, and Sheinbaum was a collaborator in Mexico during her university years. In his post, Petro tried to blame the United States, claiming that cartels exist because of U.S. demand. What Petro failed to mention was that his own guerrilla group, M19, was a drug trafficking organization that masqueraded as a guerrilla group that spread terror through Colombia in the 1980s. Petro's organization carried out numerous high-profile kidnappings, murders, and terrorist attacks in their quest for social justice. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.